Well, of course, in science fiction, you're absolutely free to have anything you want happen, right? So I could dream, for example, that one day a million people wake up in a bad mood and they say, fuck this shit, I've had it, up to here, no more. I'm not going to buy anything, I'm not going shopping today, and I'm not going to buy anything, you know, except food, and even that, I'm going to try to, you know, grow my own, hunt, whatever. I have a neighbor who hunts and has a garden, and he says he hardly ever has to buy any food. I admire this guy. So maybe what if millions and millions of people, maybe the night before there was something so disgusting on television, there's just like, you know, it's just the end for everybody. I don't see how that could be, because I think it's gotten as disgusting as anything could possibly be. Reality television. You heard about this? The new American form of television, where it's real life. Couldn't be anything more disgusting than that, I don't think. But maybe it could happen that there was this revulsion, just a feeling of disgust and revulsion. That would be something to build on. Out of that, you could actually start a movement. You could go to these people who are simply disgusted, and I'm not thinking of them as artists or intellectuals necessarily. You think of every, you know, kind of everybody. And you could go to them and say, look, this disgust, this boredom, this fear, this anger, this could be a political program. This could be the ground for a political movement, or a spiritual movement, or a spiritual slash political movement. And then anything could happen. You know, then we could have what I call urban zapatismo. The idea that something which is very exciting for farmers in Mexico and Indians and peasants, we could extend it to the whole world, or to every class, even to factory workers and intellectual workers and, bums and hippies and punks and farmers and hunters and even yuppies, some of them, you know. They're willing to give up their SUVs and their, you know, whatever. And then you would have a broad-based movement, you know, that you could start with. And I don't know what form it would take. I have a feeling it would be a kind of, in one sense, it would be a new religion without the authoritarian exclusivism of the old religions. It would be a kind of a shamanism, global shamanism or something, you know? Or maybe a new and smarter form of paganism. Or maybe it would be political. Maybe it would be really like Zapatismo, although that has a spiritual element also, thanks to the Mayan Indians who were involved in it. It could be sort of anarchism without the word, you know, because that word is problematic. And in fact, the Zapatistas never use that word. I think they're rather smart that way, not to use that word. But it would be something like that, mutualism, cooperativism. You know, there's plenty of ideas, there are plenty of models to work on over the centuries. There's no lack of models for this science fiction fantasy. I could imagine a Kropotkin universe, you know, or a Bakunin universe, or even a real Marx universe. That wouldn't be so bad. But it has to have this moment. This would have to be this moment of awakening on the mass level. So that's actually my science fiction fantasy. I actually thought about writing that, and then I thought, well, no, I better not do that, because I have this superstition that every science fiction novel has destroyed a possible future. You know, that if you write it out, that means it's not going to happen. So whatever it's going to be, it won't be in any science fiction novel, and people won't be able to say, oh yeah, Ray Bradbury had that idea in 1952. No. So I didn't write it, and I don't write science fiction anymore. Maybe for my superstitious reasons. But it would have to be something like that, I guess. I mean, it's either that or the aliens, isn't it? But the aliens, I always say, the aliens are so disappointing. You know, they just don't arrive. You keep hearing about them and waiting, you know, waiting. I remember years ago in the 60s, I walked into this little bookshop in New York, and it was a UFO bookshop, actually, on the Upper East Side. And there were two guys in there. the owner and his customer, and they were whispering back and forth. And one of them said, "They're coming tonight." "Oh yeah? Yes, they're landing in Central Park." You know? Well, it's another big disappointment. You know, they didn't come. So most of the themes in science fiction, when you come to look at them, they're bad religion. You know, it's like immortality through technology. Well, immortality is a religious dream. It's like escaping the earth in spaceships. Well, escaping the earth like Elijah and his chariot, you know? It's a religious thing. The robot is the golem. You know, it's an old Jewish legend. Yeah, and so on and so forth. Every one of these science fiction themes is actually bad religion. And when I realized that, I lost my taste for science fiction. So I think it has to be us. In other words, it can't be the aliens, and it can't be technology. No, the machines are not going to save us. You know? We have to save us. And so it has to be spiritual awakening in some way. As I said, it could begin with just disgust. Real disgust. So I like to think that if I have a function at all, it's to be negative. You might have noticed. I believe in the negation, because I think that's what you need to start the dialectic moving again. You need a really heavy negation. And so I don't feel embarrassed to be negative now. You know, in fact, I try to be even more negative in public than I am in private. Otherwise, I'd really be unhappy. In private, I still cling to certain, you know, I told you, hope. But I believe that the only function I could usefully serve would be to stir up the negation, you know, and get it moving, get some motion into the negation. And then we could have a movement, you know, then one could talk about an avant-garde again, and that would be something. Then I would feel like if there was something I could relate to, something I could do, yeah, I could start another magazine, I don't know what, you know. But there'll be something.